Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody, and happy holiday.
Yes, happy Easter to everyone. And our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell. Well,
good afternoon, and happy Easter.
And we want to start off today's show with some comments on vitamin B12. First, maybe we should explain briefly what vitamin B12 is, why it's so important. It's a vitamin, of course, and it was originally discovered to be the substance present in calves' liver that prevented pernicious anemia.
Now, we know that vitamin B12 is important for healthy red blood cell formation, but it is also necessary for nerve function, as it is involved in the maintenance of the myelin sheath, which is the outer covering of nerve cells. Vitamin B12 is also needed for proper cell replication and energy metabolism and the formation of DNA and RNA. For these reasons, it is thought to be helpful in treating a wide range of problems, from aging to depression, neurological disorders to heart disease, and skin disorders to immune system problems.
Well, while there's plenty of vitamin B12 in most people's diets, getting that dietary B12 absorbed in adequate quantities has always been a bit of a concern. This is partly because there's a complex set of conditions required for the efficient absorption of this vitamin. You need an optimal digestive environment. You need enzymes, stomach acid to separate it from the protein already in the food that binds the B12. You need a hormone called intrinsic factor in the lining of the stomach. And you need that transports it, allows it to be absorbed by the small intestine. By some estimates, 20% of older adults are deficient in vitamin B12, and they don't know it. This can be due to lower levels of stomach acid, due to digestive enzyme problems, or not having enough intrinsic factor.
But there may be other reasons for this deficiency as well. People who are strict vegetarians may not get enough B12 in their diet, and people with various gastrointestinal disorders, such as ulcers and Crohn's disease, may have a problem with the proper absorption of B12. Alcohol interferes with the absorption of B12, so heavy drinkers may have low levels as well. And some medications can interfere with B12 levels as well. Well, what happens when you have a deficiency of B12? If you remember, we just told you about B12's functions. Well, you can guess. A deficiency of B12 can show up as fatigue, depression, memory loss, muscle weakness and tingling, or numbness in the hands and feet.
Now, normally we would say that this is one more reason for taking a good multivitamin supplement, one that contains a generous amount of vitamin B12. But because of the questions surrounding the actual availability of vitamin B12 when taken orally, there's always been some concern that supplements may not be enough and that the intramuscular injection of vitamin B12 might be necessary instead. And in fact, in the past, those who needed therapeutic levels of vitamin B12 have had to go to a doctor for B12 injections.
Well, that may be changing because the evidence has been accumulating that high doses, really high doses of oral vitamin B12 really work. Most recently in a study from Cardiff University in the United Kingdom, they investigated randomized controlled trials with the evidence of oral versus intramuscular vitamin B12 to treat vitamin B12 deficiency. They examined the literature and found two studies that met strict scientific criteria. Both were positive for the use of oral B12. Here's the conclusion. They said, the evidence derived from these limited studies suggests that 2,000 microgram doses of oral vitamin B12 and 1,000 microgram doses initially daily and thereafter weekly and then monthly maybe as effective, I don't like those maybes, I think that they're suggesting that they really are effective as the IM injections in reversing the short-term blood and neurological abnormalities of vitamin B12. The 1,000 micrograms, of course, is 1 milligram.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, now, finding vitamin B12 in 1,000 microgram dosage, it's not at all difficult. If you go to the Wilner Chemist website, for example, and select vitamin B12 from the generic product quick search menu, you'll see many products listed from numerous companies at potencies of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, even 5,000 micrograms, and they're really not that expensive. So there's little reason not to go this route. And, of course, if you want more information on vitamin B12, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you'll find a link to Health Notes, and you can go to our reference library section for more information. Now, there's you also may find that there you may notice some other forms of B12. There's the usual form of B12 is cobalamin or cyanocobalamin, and then there's a methylcobalamin form. The methylcobalamin is really what some of the B12 gets converted to in the liver. And it's thought that this methylcobalamin form tends to function a little better when you have a neurological problem. So, you know, those of you who may have some nerve problem, any type of neuropathy or any type of palsy, you may want to consider the methylcobalamin form. And the methylcobalamin form is available from also from a number of our suppliers. I know Jarrow has a methylcobalamin either in 1,000 or 5,000 micrograms. And I know Enzymatic Therapy also has a 1,000, I think, and 5,000 as well. So that's another option for you folks. And as you know, B12 is also very important, along with folic acid and B6, in the conversion of homocysteine back to methionine. So those of you who are have high homocysteine levels, you may want to consider taking perhaps a methylcobalamin form if you're not getting the type of results with the regular B12. Okay, what else do we have to say? All right, we'll begin taking your calls in just a few moments. Let me give you the number. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition in general, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Among the benefits of green tea is that it may protect against various types of cancer. And just recently, a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine showed that tea may lower the risk of ovarian cancer. There are other possible benefits of green tea. Alzheimer's disease, uterine fibroids, autoimmune disease, diabetes, cataracts, the list goes on and on. And one of the popular ways to enjoy the benefit of green tea is to use a liquid concentrate. Just add a dropper full to hot or cold water, almost any beverage, and you have a great-tasting, healthy drink.
Now, Nature's Answer has an excellent, standardized, alcohol-free green tea liquid concentrate. They call it Super Green Tea. It's naturally low in caffeine and high in EGCG and polyphenols. In fact, it's actually standardized to 30% EGCG and 90% polyphenols.
And you've heard ads on the radio for other products, but this may be the best deal ever, as it's now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list, meaning a 2-ounce bottle costs only $18.89. That's less than 2 1-ounce bottles of the less potent green tea products sold elsewhere. Nature's Answer Super Green Tea Concentrate 2-ounce liquid, now on sale at Wilner Chemist for only $18.89. What a deal. In fact, the entire Nature's Answer line of herbal supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price.
You know, there are certain supplements that continue to gain support and credibility through ongoing research. CoQ10 is one of those supplements. Its value and popularity continues to grow. Whereas several years ago we were talking about 10 to 30 microgram dosages, today we talk about 10 times that amount. Now, it can get expensive. And that's why you should pay special attention when an opportunity for big savings on CoQ10 comes along. Here is such an opportunity, Doctor's Best. Doctor's Best is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price. That means that you can get Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10 in the 10 milligram, what did I say, micrograms before? Okay, in the 10 milligram, 200 milligram, and even 400 milligram potencies. 60 veggie cap sizes, all of these are on sale at half price. So, if you take high potency CoQ10, or you want to take high potency CoQ10, here is your great opportunity to save money. Doctor's Best High Absorption CoQ10, 100, 200, 400 milligram potencies, now on sale at half price at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And this is the Wilner Window. And as promised, we are beginning to take your phone calls. So let's say hello to Mary Beth from Ocean City, New Jersey. Hello, Mary Beth.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Real quick, can you take too much B12? If you're already taking a multi and it has B12, can you overdo it? I'm a teacher, and in the afternoon you get pretty tired. Can you take too much if you take another capsule, say midday?
No.
No.
Okay.
You can take enormous amounts of vitamin B12, and nobody's reported any real problems.
Okay.
For many years, we gave vitamin B12 shots, and we still do, say twice a week for people with chronic fatigue syndrome. And it's always kind of bothered me because within the standard vitamin B12 that you buy in most drugstores, it's a cyanide molecule. It's called cyanocobalamin. And yet, despite that, there's absolutely no reports in the literature of any harm. If one switches over to what this current methylcobalamin, or what we had switched to some years ago, hydroxycobalamin, they don't have cyanide. And so basically B12 would be one of the safest things around.
Good.
Yeah, I guess the only word of caution with B12 would be that if you have anemia, Dr. Podell, pernicious anemia, is that?
Well, then you have to be careful. Might not work.
Well, what? but the other concern is that it can mask the signs of one of the anemias, and you might need folic acid, or I think it's the other way around.
Okay.
Right. You don't want to take folic acid when there's accompanying B12 deficiency, because that will fix the anemia but not fix the neurological part. So it masks
the underlying problem.
But B12 doesn't, surprisingly, nobody's reported any toxicity as far as I can tell at all.
To check because I'm interested in it. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mary Beth. And next we have Renee from Manhattan. Hello, Renee.
Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I have some balance and dizziness issues, and my chiropractor tested my legs for circulation, and I don't have the greatest circulation. And I was wondering if there were any supplements that could perhaps help me improve.
Okay, so you have poor leg circulation. Usually that sometimes manifests itself in these things called spider veins and, stuff like that. Do you have any of those?
No, I don't have any varicose veins or anything like that.
All right, but you also have dizziness?
Yes, I have dizziness and balance issues, and when I walk, I veer to the right. And so he's trying, and I found out that there were three discs sitting on my tailbone that he thinks may be pressing against the nerve that goes to the brain that goes to the leg. And he's trying to adjust my back to perhaps give me the room for the nerves to have a little space now. But also he did this test on my legs, and the right leg is not as good as the left leg. So I just thought maybe there might be some supplements that I could take that could help improve circulation.
Well, I might be jumping the gun on Dr. Podell.
Yes, but you do it first, and I'll say it.
Okay, I would first focus on the dizziness and the balance problems, and if you haven't already seen a neurologist, or I'm sure Dr. Podell will give some advice here, because that's really what you have to rule out first before we start worrying about other things. Your chiropractor may be on the right track or may not be. I don't know. He obviously specializes in certain things, and he looks in that direction first. But I would think that it would be important that you rule out any neurological problems first. Dr. Podell, you want to expand on that?
Yeah, there's zillions of people have dizziness, and for most of them, it doesn't amount to anything in terms of cause. But for some, there are. What shall we say? Diseases that really better be treated. Now, if you're not only feeling dizzy, but you're tilting to one side, that means there's a good chance that there's either something wrong in the inner ear, which can be detected and treated, or there could be something wrong in the brain, and which can be detected and treated. And you can't ignore that, because this is a localizing kind of sign. You need to see a neurologist. Now, I really like chiropractors. I think they do a lot of good. But one thing that they sometimes do is overreach themselves and make medical diagnoses where they're not qualified. And in this case, he's sort of assuming that the dizziness in the head is from the low back. And I think that remains to be proven. I think you first have to rule out the conventional medical causes.
Well, it's been ruled out that I don't have MS. I don't have Parkinson's.
You've had an MRI of the brain?
I have MRI, MRA, and CAT scans.
Okay, then you need to see an ENT to take a look at your inner ear.
I went to an ENT specialist, and then I went to an inner ear specialist.
Okay. In that case, we put her on ginkgo, I guess.
Okay, well, fine.
Yeah. Good choice, Dr. Podell. That would definitely be one of them. Yeah.
And someone said something about ginger. Is that any help?
Ginger is usually thought of more for the
type of dizziness and things associated with nausea. Mm-hmm. Ginkgo biloba and other flavonoid-rich herbs seem to be very helpful in both improving the peripheral and cerebral circulation, as well as any peripheral circulatory mm-hmm. problems that you might have. So of all the possible things, the number one choice would probably still be ginkgo biloba. Ginger is a great herb to take for many reasons, even if the nausea question isn't your primary concern. A ginger has certain it helps to reduce inflammation. It has antioxidant properties and so forth. But I wouldn't rank it quite as high as the ginkgo biloba in terms of its effect on the cerebral circulation.
Okay, and the other thing that was recommended to me was Butcher's broom root.
Well, butcher's broom and horse chestnut and right. herbs like that, those are the ones I was referring to as being rich in the flavonoids. They're more directed towards the peripheral circulation. They strengthen the capillaries. They strengthen the blood vessels. They're very good for people, for example, who have anything from hemorrhoids to varicose veins. Mm-hmm. So if you're focusing in, or if your chiropractor is focusing in with you on the circulation in your leg, then a product with either a horse chestnut, butcher's broom, or both would indeed be appropriate for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. And what about green tea?
What about green tea? It tastes great. Good for you. Well, no. Well, green tea, again, it's sort of, I personally would put the green tea in this case sort of in the same category as the ginger. It would be an adjunctive herb. Wouldn't mm-hmm. be quite the primary herb that either the ginkgo or the horse chestnut or the mm-hmm. butcher's broom would be.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Renee. And who's next? Joe from Manhattan.
Yes, hello?
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Concerning high blood pressure, I'm taking nutrients and different vitamins. Allergic to fish oil, so I can't take that, which is one of the most important ones. So I'm wondering if there's any homeopathic remedies that have been shown to be good to help.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a few that are specific for high blood pressure, depending upon what the cause was. And there's a company called BHI Heal who makes a whole bunch of combinations, as does another company called Dr. Rekowig. So somewhere in those categories, you'll find the right combination homeopathic product. Joe, we need to stop now. We need to pause for a break and a check on traffic. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of Picoimmune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. And if you're looking for a supplement with a powerful immune system support, look no further than Picoimmune 4. Picoimmune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylan compound. It's made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. Well, what the heck does that mean? It means that Picoimmune 4 triples natural killer cell activity. It increases levels in B and T cells and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. But what the hell the heck does that? Oops! What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. Yeah, when you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Picoimmune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Picoimmune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists. And now let's go to Tom Rogers for a traffic update.
And good afternoon. We have 15-minute delays in either direction through the Lincoln Tunnel, 15 minutes inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge, and a 10-minute ride into the outbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Pretty busy right now in New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway, southbound volume, exit 153A down to exit 145, northbound traffic at exit 127, delays from the Driscoll Bridge towards Route 440 and the Outer Bridge, southbound delays from the Union Tolls on to the Essex Toll Plaza, and heavy traffic north on the parkway before exit 98 with a grass fire. Also in New Jersey, south 17 at Route 46 Asper Heights with a multi-vehicle accident being cleared. Checking the Belt Parkway eastbound, a crash has cleared before the Verrazano Bridge. Westbound delays from Kennedy Airport on to Lefferts Boulevard, and the westbound Jackie Robinson Parkway now much better before Metropolitan Avenue with a stalled vehicle now cleared. This report is sponsored by Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield. Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield promises total value with a range of health plans designed to fit your company's budget. Call your broker or 1-866-NEW-BLUE extension 115. I'm Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available from Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, here's a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner Chemists. Our spring sale just started last week with discounts on the entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list price. Some examples: Doctor's Best, 50% off list. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, they're on sale at 35% off list. Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, and many other lines also on sale at 30% off list. If you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You will automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com. The website gives a full list of all the sale items as well.
Speaking of our website, we had a gentleman just before this break who asked for some guidance on homeopathic remedies for his high blood pressure. If you go to our website, to the reference library section, you'll see there is a section that that deals exclusively with homeopathy, and you can get some input and guidance on which homeopathic remedies are recommended for various problems. So it's one more reason to go to www.wilner.com. Getting back to the sale flyer and catalogs, you can, of course, pick one up right at the store. We have two stores in Manhattan. We have one at Midtown, 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street near City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
And welcome back. Let me give you the phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710 if you'd like to join this exciting discussion. You still there, Joe?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you.
Okay, so I mentioned, and Don mentioned the website. You know, as I said, probably in your case, a couple of combination remedies might work best, and you'll find them. I think it's number 79 from Dr. Reckwig, and I'm not sure of what it's called in the BHI Heal group of
Now, of course, we're assuming that that he really means homeopathic remedies. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes people use the term homeopathic remedies as a substitute for the term alternative remedies or and so forth. Okay, good.
Can I just ask you one quick thing? Sesamine. I can't take fish oil because I'm allergic to it, and sesamine is an extract of sesame seed. And I've heard that that has some value for cardiovascular health.
Yeah, it might have some value, but if you can take fish oil, have you tried flaxseed oil?
Yeah, the flax I can tolerate. The only problem is that the omega-3s are in such a much lower concentration in there than in the fish oil that it doesn't really give you as much as you need.
I know.
How about algae?
Algae? Yeah, I could tolerate algae.
There's a fraction of DHA. Fish oil contains two of the fatty acids that are important, EPA and DHA. DHA can be derived separately, and it's derived from algae. And you might be able to tolerate just the DHA fraction of the fish oil combination, and that might have some benefit for you. So it's available as a product called Neuromins, N-E-U-R-O-M-I-N-S. Neuromins, it's a algae-derived, so it doesn't come from the fish itself.
Okay.
So you may want to consider that.
Yeah, I'll look on the website, and that might be worth a try.
Okay, dokie.
Neuromins. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call. And let's say hello to, Ernie from the Bronx. Hello, Ernie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. In reference to the formulation of B12 in the body, what is intrinsic factor? And I have a safety question regarding the use of 600 milligram boric acid suppositories. How safe are they?
Okay, I'll try and answer the intrinsic factor one, and then we'll go on to the boric acid one. Intrinsic factor is B12 has two parts to it: the extrinsic factor and the intrinsic factor. The extrinsic factor is found in meats, organ meats. It's found in liver. It's found in meat and other animal products. And when you take that into your body, it has to combine with something that your body produces in the lining of the stomach, and that's called intrinsic factor. So if you have adequate intrinsic factor and you have adequate extrinsic factor from food, and you don't have any underlying, you know, serious stomach problems like Crohn's or hyperacidity or hypoacidity, usually your B12 will be adequate, because you'll be absorbing it from the food because you have intrinsic factor and extrinsic factor. That's a pretty simple explanation of what intrinsic factor is and what it does.
Right. And it's lost in people with pernicious anemia, people with real bad gastritis. It's essentially a stomach factor.
Yeah, so it's not unusual, because, you know, people's stomachs get abused. They get ulcers. You get candida. You get all sorts of things. You have antacids. You have too much. You know, so anything can, you know, really interfere with that intrinsic factor production by your body, which is why it's always a good idea, you know, to take a multivitamin with a decent amount of B12. Now, for the second part, boric acid. You want to take boric acid suppositories, 600 milligrams, and what do you wish to do with those suppositories?
Dr. Norman Shealy said that it can be used to kill Candida albicans.
What do you want to do with those suppositories?
Where
do you want to put them?
They're used vaginally and also via the rectum.
Okay. Boric acid has been used, you know, it's been used as a douche for years. So taking boric acid as a, I would think taking boric acid as a suppository vaginally wouldn't be a major problem. Dr. Podell?
Oh, I don't, I'm not a pharmacist. I really don't have an opinion. I don't use boric acid suppositories. But I do have an opinion on something earlier. I just went back online, and this sounds like a Geico ad. The guy who first found intrinsic factor, a fellow named William Castle, was my professor of hematology back at Harvard Medical School 40 million years ago.
Wow.
So that's what he was famous for. Okay. That was intrinsic factor.
Okay. Arnie, if you'd like, I'll make a comment on the boric acid.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure, you know, we have other things that can be used for treating yeast infections, but what I did, I went to the Wilner website, as we tell you folks to do all the time, and I clicked on the Health Notes link, which we tell you folks to do all the time, and under nutritional supplements, boric acid is indeed listed. Here's what they say that pertains to your question. Boric acid is commonly used in the form of suppositories inserted into the vagina to treat yeast infections. In one study of 100 women with chronic yeast vaginitis that had failed to respond to treatment with over-the-counter or prescription antifungal medicines, 98% of the women successfully treated their infections with boric acid capsules inserted into the vagina twice per day for 2 to 4 weeks. Several commercial douching products, as Arnie pointed out, also contain boric acid. So, I don't know, I mean, they're talking about at least one study that sounded very encouraging, so maybe the guy who you've been listening to knows what he's talking about.
Okay, Arnie?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Arnie. Thanks for calling. Next, we have Susan from Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I have a quick question. Does RNA help the body absorb thyroid medication better?
You're talking about RNA from a supplement?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
No. Huh?
No. Does it helps to absorb thyroid from, did you say, medication?
Right, for an underactive thyroid.
Okay, so you're taking thyroid medication, something like Synthroid or
Armour Thyroid.
No, I don't know that RNA. I don't know that there would be
RNA, problem. You know, I mean, RNA is part of, like, you know, one of the genetic messengers, and if you put it into a supplement, it's sort of random RNA. It's in all sorts of signals. I'm not aware of it helping absorption. It may or may not be good stuff. I think probably the body will chew it up before it gets into you.
Yeah, so, no, it's not a harmful thing, but I don't know that it would be of any benefit.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Susan, thanks for calling. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Next, we speak to Diane from Manhattan.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm not even sure how to word my question, but I'll give it a start. It has to do with the fact that I had parathyroid surgery, and they are trying to balance out my vitamin D and calcium. And the doctor has put me on one of these over-the-counter calcium plus D products that has polyethylene glycol and polyvinyl alcohol in it, and I want to get away from these polymers. So I want to know, it's the vitamin D part. They also have me on a 0.5 micrograms of vitamin D, which is that it's called calcitriol. And if I take another kind of vitamin D instead of this prescription, which are all called cholecalciferol, how do I get this 0.5 microgram equalization?
Okay, let's talk about a few things to talk about. Let's talk about the vitamin D portion for a moment. You're taking a prescription form of vitamin D?
Called calcitriol, and it's 0.50 micrograms.
Okay. Why do you want to get away from that? That may be necessary. You don't have a parathyroid gland. You know, you have to manage your calcium intake, and one of the things that does it is vitamin D, and you may need rather significant levels of vitamin D. I don't know that I would mess with that unless you're, you know, you really discuss it with your doctor and there's a good reason to do it.
No, I do have parts of a parathyroid left, but not enough. I know I need vitamin D. So I was just wondering if I bought it in a place like Wilner with the cholecalciferol, whether I could get the same equivalent.
You might be able to, but I don't, but I don't know if there's a good reason to do that.
But I'm not as anxious to get off the vitamin D from the pharmacy as I am these polyglycol.
Okay, so if you want to get a calcium product without those things, yes, you can come to Wilner's. We have many good calciums, and they do not have those things in the formula.
Now, the only reason I think she has me on the one that's over the counter is these polymers act like a time release, according to what I read on the internet.
They may, but that's not significant. There's no, it's just as easy to take calcium a few times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason for those types of chemicals if you don't wish to have them.
And I guess the other reason I'm asking about vitamin D is the formula from the over-the-counter one that she has me on has vitamin D in it, so I need to replace that additional vitamin
D. We could do that, too. We could do that very easily. So I see you live in Manhattan, so come on down. If you're uptown, come to the 100 Park Avenue store, or if you're downtown.
No, I know where I've been to your Park Avenue. I love it there.
Great. Come in, say hello.
Come in, and they'll help me figure out the equivalency.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Diane. Thanks for calling. And guess what? It's time for another short break. This segment of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4 for proven immune system support. From Daiwa, Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran mushroom extract complex. Immune support from when you really need immune support. Alrighty, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we will be back after these messages.
Okay, folks, what is your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that help improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in several unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs. Attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months of free access to the Brain Speedometer. I love that. Sort of brings back images of these old quiz shows, you know? An online test, the Brain Speedometer, is an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol has been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount products. You can find out more at brainspeed.com. Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to
cell and mitochondrial membranes, and NT factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT factor in the studies. This is special, and NT factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemist, we carry both ProPax with NT factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And I just want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the my favorite multiple line of multivitamin supplements. Alrighty, and our number in the studio, by the way, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Next is Mary Ann from Queens. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I have what is generally a normal or maybe moderate high blood pressure, which I take medication for. For the last couple of months, I've been troubled with a bad back, and I've been taking a variety of different anti-inflammatories and so forth. I find now that my blood pressure is low. Is that due to the medication, do you think?
Anything is possible.
No, which medication are we talking about? The anti-inflammatories, by and large, they tend to raise blood pressure. Aspirin, Advil.
Advil is what I primarily take, and I do wear the Vicodin patch.
Vicodin patch, yeah. So, and you haven't changed any other medicines?
No, I take my regular pressure pill, which is Topril, and Benicar.
Okay. What color is your bowel movement? That's an ugly question. If you had black tarry color bowel movement, I'd be scared to put it together. But if you had internal bleeding due to the Advil and were losing blood and you had lower blood pressure, reasonably okay otherwise?
No, that part is fine.
Okay. Ordinarily, the anti-inflammatories like Advil will tend to raise blood pressure, not lower it. That's about all I can really say. So we don't know why your blood pressure is low.
And would it have anything to do, I just heard your caller before, about parathyroid? Would that make your pressure low?
Parathyroid has to do mostly with the calcium balance. So I don't believe
it would. And it's a very unusual, 117 over 70 or 69.
What did it used to be?
Normally it would be about 135 over 85.
Well, it's an okay number. It's not really too low if you feel reasonably okay. And the fact that it's a bit lower is not necessarily a bad thing. It wasn't really all that high to begin with, and it's not really all that low now.
I do feel weak.
Well, then go to your doctor and find out you feel weak, but certainly the Vicodin can space you out. Pain makes people feel weak. And indeed, it might be worth checking the stool to make sure there is no occult blood leaking from the Advil.
Yeah. Okay. I thank you kindly.
All right. Thanks for that call, Marianne. And Lorena from the Bronx, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Thank you.
You have a question, Lorena?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a question. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was thinking it was commercial. Okay. I would like to know a good, I'm a customer of Wilner. I want you to know that steady and very steady. And I would like a good digestive enzyme to take before I eat, in order to, so I can digest my food. I'm a senior citizen. And okay, at this particular time, I'm on, I'm under the care of a doctor because, H. Laura, and I'm on the medication for 14 days and so forth and so on. But after I get off the medication for the 14 days and the antibiotics, I think I need for my system, I know what else I need, mental, or good emotion, not emotional, but a good, well, I won't go into that, but my mental alertness. No, mental alertness and my brain. But I really need a good digestive enzyme, so that's the main thing I would like now.
Okay. That music you heard in the background was Dr. Podell's cell phone, somebody calling him for some type of medical emergency.
Okay.
So,
should I
digest
hang up?
No, that's okay. No, it's okay. He walked out of the studio.
Okay.
All right.
He's in New Jersey. Oh, he's not in
New Jersey. He was sitting right across from me. Okay. Now he's in the hallway. Okay. Digestive enzymes. There are many different types of digestive enzymes.
I know it is.
Okay. The type that I would think of, and then Don may want to join in with something else, the type that I would recommend for you would be a what they call a vegetable-based digestive enzyme.
Okay,
it's derived from actually some various species of fungi which produce it, but it has proteases, lipases, amylases. It's a complete digestant. You take it one or two capsules before the meal, and it helps you digest your food. It doesn't have any acid in the formula, so you know with your candida stomach problem, maybe I would suggest that type of product. A few of them available. There's one by Tyler. It's called Similace.
Okay.
There's one by Metagenics. It's called Spectrazyme. What do you think, Don?
Yeah, those vegetable-derived enzymes are nice. They're becoming more and more widely used, as you're kind of inferring, Arnie. And one of the reasons is that they function over a broader pH range, and so they're kind of very good for general purpose things. Of course, on the other hand, a good old pancreatic enzyme supplement is sort of the gold standard. You know, the pancreas. And they usually use a porcine pancreas concentrate, contains all three of the enzymes that we normally think of as needing, fat digesting, starch digesting, protein digesting enzymes, and they work very well. So really, either one. I think what you're looking for, most importantly, is something that's a very broad spectrum general purpose. So you probably want not only these pancreatic or vegetarian enzymes. You may also want some a little bit of hydrochloric acid in there. Maybe you want a little bit
pepsin.
I'm sorry, I'm blank there. You know, pepsin and a few other of the enzymes. So you really can't go wrong either way.
All right. Thanks for that call, Lorena. All right. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show, everyone. Those of you who are on the phone, stay right there. We'll be back to you in about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And for those of you who are just joining, this is the Wilner Window. We talk about vitamins, minerals, herbs, how to properly use them. We take your phone calls. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there. And we'll be back to you in just a moment. Hey, Don, I was catching up on some literature, and you know, this one came through a few weeks ago, April 4th, and only 10 days ago about. Anyway, they said women with higher intakes of vitamin D and calcium have a lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Anyway, so, you know, pretty good. But what I was surprised to see about, you know, that study was one of the sidelights, and it says, based on the latest guidelines, only 3% of women have adequate vitamin D intake, and only 24% had adequate calcium intake. I found that very surprising. 3% of the women, and this is, I think this was part of that nurse's health study that they've been working with, only 3% of the women were taking adequate amounts of vitamin D. I found that amazing.
Well, you know, it is amazing, especially since the nutritionists and the conventional medical people continue to insist that we don't need supplements, and that it's just a waste of money, and that all people need to do is to eat the right diet and this. Well, yeah, sure. If everybody would do what's right, except for maybe therapeutic purposes, then we wouldn't need to take a lot of nutritional supplements. But the fact of the matter is, as this study that you're referring to points out, most of us don't. And even if we try to, it's not easy. You know, I think most of us have good intentions. We know we shouldn't eat nothing but the deep fat fried, trans fatty acid rich junk food and
empty carbohydrates. But it tastes good, Don.
Oh yeah, I know. But you know, it's not easy to grab a quick lunch or make a good breakfast or you know, do these things. So that's why we always say that at the very least, a good broad spectrum multivitamin, maybe a few extra antioxidants, at the very least, everybody should be taking that.
Absolutely, and this is one good reason why. And there's many others.
And of course, as you're pointing out, the vitamin D. You know, when we keep, I've resisted. We've spoken about vitamin D now many times over the last 6 months, 9 months, because so much research is coming out, you know, showing how important it is to various health problems, not just for bone health. And, you know, we don't want to continue to say the same thing over and over and over again, but what did you say, 3%?
3%.
3%. I mean, now, I don't know, was that of people who lived in maybe in certain parts of the world, the country, northern latitudes?
Well, this is, I'll just tell you, this is part of that nurse's health study.
Yeah, and, so it's a pretty broad study then.
83,000 women.
Yeah.
Well, so it's not, you know, it wasn't 50, you know, 83,000.
Well, that's why a lot of people are now putting more than 400 IUs into your general multivitamin supplements. There was a time, remember, Arnie, when people said, hey, 400 units in a vitamin is too much. You know, they were worried because it's in milk and it's in fortified cheese.
When I started back in 19, seriously with this, you know, with nutrition back in 1972. The usual, actually, was 1970. The typical amount was 1,000 units of vitamin D in a multivitamin. It was 25,000 A, 1,000 D. And then, as you said, you know, it went back down to way down to 400. Now it's starting to trend its way back up again.
Yeah, well, not only did it go down to 400, but I'm telling you that there was a period where a lot of the manufacturers were actually not even putting 400 into their multivitamins because the pendulum had swung totally in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
There was concern, people are getting too much vitamin D. It's in fortified milk. It's in cheese. It's in this. It's in that. And people actually were taking it out totally. Their multivitamins.
Yeah.
Now it's just the opposite. We're putting in, you know, more than 400 because they realized that it was a mistake, that we're not getting enough, and it's important to get plenty of vitamin D.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's sometimes a bit confusing because there are two types of vitamin D that you'll see. There's what they call vitamin D3 and vitamin D2. Vitamin D3 is called cholecalciferol. That's an animal. It's found in cod liver oil and fish liver oils. That's the preferred type of vitamin D. There's a vegetarian vitamin D called ergocalciferol. That's the type of vitamin D they use to fortify milk, by the way. And the main difference is that cholecalciferol, the vitamin D3, is much more potent than the vitamin D2. You need almost twice as much of the vitamin D2 as you do of the vitamin D3.
But are they labeled? When you see 400 IUs of vitamin D2, is that the same as 400 IUs of vitamin D3? Or are you saying that you're not really getting the same potency, even though they might be labeled in the same IUs?
Well, theoretically, if they're labeled in the same IUs, then they should be IU equivalent.
I would think so.
Yeah. Let's investigate that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's investigate that. Good point. All right, let's say hello to Linda from her car somewhere in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about probiotics.
Okay.
I have been taking a probiotic every morning for the last 2 years following a bout of C. difficile from antibiotic Cipro that I took,
mm-hmm.
and I had a traveler's bout of diarrhea and irritable bowel, so it seems to have helped, but I continue taking it because I'm afraid to stop. Is there any harm to daily probiotic use?
No, you should continue, probably.
Yeah, it's not no harm at all.
Some people do take it all the time because it has an immune system boosting effect. It may have good digestive effects. You could, in theory, measure the stool lactobacillus growth and see how much is growing, and if you really wanted to stop, you could then recheck it 2 months later and see if you have less. You may or may not still need it, but the benefit of taking it is probably real, and the harm of taking it should be about zero.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Linda. Thanks so much for that call. All right, you know, let's take a short break here. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, just about anything else. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Do you suffer from acne, eczema, psoriasis, dandruff, itchy, sensitive skin? Do you wish there was a line of natural, effective skincare products that would help alleviate these problems? Well, here's some good news. We now carry skincare items that may be the answer to your prayers. Zindet. What makes the Zindet products unique is that they contain both Dead Sea minerals and the silt. These minerals have a therapeutic action, healing and smoothing skin damaged by eczema, opening pores of skin affected with acne, closing the many abrasions of other skin disorders, and effectively treating itching and redness. The oils in Zindet smooth and heal dry and scaly skin. I have eczema myself, and I can tell you from personal experience that this is one of the few products that I find really helps me. There are three Zindet products, a sensitive skin formula cleansing bar, a hair and body shampoo, and a skin balm. Zindet, that's spelled XYNDET is truly unique. It's made in Germany from Dead Sea Minerals from Israel. Zindet contains no animal products. Zindet. More information is available on Wilner.com.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
And here's some good news. The entire line of Solgar products is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. Pomegranate has long been recognized as a fruit with many benefits to health due to its high antioxidant activity from ellagic acid, gallic acid, anthocyanins, and tannins. Grape is also a rich source of polyphenols, and blueberry is another antioxidant-rich anti-aging fruit. Jarrow Formulas has combined these three extracts, pomegranate, grape, and blueberry, into one powerful liquid concentrate. What a great, good-tasting way to get antioxidant protection. And it's good for your heart, lowering LDL, supporting vascular and capillary integrity, and supporting normal vascular contraction. Pomegranate may even lower blood pressure, so if you're already on hypertensive medications, use caution. And if you don't want the liquid concentrate, try Jarrow's new PomGuard capsules, a unique blend of fermented pomegranate juice, seed meal, and aqueous extracts of peel and leaf, developed by the renowned pioneer pomegranate researcher Dr. Ephraim Lansky. PomGuard, the fermented pomegranate extract in capsule form, or PomGrate, the pomegranate grape blueberry concentrate in liquid form from Jarrow Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And Arnie, you know, it's really great when you have things that are good for you that also taste good and are fun to take. You know, it occurred to me that this liquid pomegranate grape bilberry concentrate would work well in many different types of liquids. So I decided when I was having dinner, I took a bottle of this product with me to Rossini's one night, ordered a nice, you know, they make a great margarita at Rossini's.
Yeah.
And I took it.
And
I put a shot of the Jarrow pomegranate blueberry grape concentrate into my margarita, stirred it up. I felt so healthy. I was so proud of myself for doing something good.
That's right.
Okay? It works good in just plain old vodka, too. Okay? So in moderation, this is a product that you can use in almost any type of liquid, and it's good for you.
Thank you. Come to my
window. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with the experimenting Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell. And what I started
he's
to say...
He's experimenting and I'm practicing.
He's experimenting, you're practicing, and I get the benefit of everything. Okay, what I was saying, Noah cut me off. I was saying, thanks for sharing, Don. We all need some...
Well, I only do this in the name of research, you understand.
Of
okay,
course.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. I just want everybody to understand.
I agree, and I do hope you left that bottle of pomegranate at the Rossini's bar.
No, I keep it in my pocket. You know?
Oh, okay. Along with the hip flask.
Yeah. Never can tell when you're going to need a margarini. A margarini. That's a Rossini margarita. That's
all right.
I'll have to tell him that.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, you know, there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine. Someone who combines the best of both worlds. Or, you know, solving problems that would cross the eyes of an ordinary physician, but not right. Dr. Richard Podell. No, no, no. He'll tell you exactly why his eyes don't get crossed.
Oh, that I got to think about that. We get crossed by looking at complicated illness, and what we're trying to cross is the best of conventional medicine with the best of so-called alternative medicine, meaning nutrition and mind-body techniques and herbs and so on. And basically, the disease occurs in a person. The person is the host of the disease. The person has healing systems that ordinarily, under most circumstances, do their job of healing. So what you want to do is support the body's natural healing systems, such as we talked earlier about lactobacillus. The lady's been taking it to help prevent a clostridia infection in her gut. There's real good data that does that. So combining the natural treatments with standard treatments, in my view, for complicated illness, does a better job. And so we see things like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and a lot of stress-related disorders and autistic kids and so on. And people who are interested in that approach, please come and see us in New Jersey. We are in Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or on the web, Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All right, let's get to the phones and say hello to Christina from Newark, New Jersey.
Hi, I had two questions.
Okay.
One of them is about B12, and I wanted to know what role does it play iron deficiency anemia.
Okay, what was the next one?
And the next one was, does Vitafol treat only anemia, or does it treat multiple deficiencies?
What was the name of that thing?
Vitafol.
Vita?
Vitafol. Vitafol.
Vitafol.
Yes.
Don't know what that is. Okay, let's go back to your first thing. Does B12 treat iron deficiency anemia? Not really. If it's real iron deficiency anemia, you need the iron. You know, you need to take an iron supplement from any number of various sources, a good chelated iron. Solgar has a nice one which doesn't constipate you. It's called gentle iron. That's probably a good basic iron to take if there is a true iron deficiency anemia. Not a bad idea to take B12 and folic acid along with it, but you really need the iron if that's what you're deficient in. Okay, Christina, thanks for the call. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who may have had trouble getting through earlier. And next we have Sheila from Brooklyn.
Hi, Dr. Podell.
He's here.
Everybody else leave the room. Okay. I'm fine. Thank you.
I was diagnosed Thursday with PMR.
What's PMR?
Polymyalgia rheumatica.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, you know, where does that come from? And my calcium was also a little low. The doctor had recommended I take calcium. She gave me, she recommended prednisone, 5 milligrams to take 3 after breakfast daily. And would I have to be tested for RF, do you know?
You mean rheumatic fever?
Yeah. No. Rheumatic, what is
rheumatoid
it?
Rheumatoid factor.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay, first, polymyalgia rheumatica is an inflammatory disease and in the same group as rheumatoid arthritis. For reasons unknown, as people get older, there's a certain incidence of, boom, there it is. It's inflammation. Prednisone is a standard treatment. That's the strongest anti-inflammatory we have. And if you're lucky, it goes away in some period of time before the prednisone gets too toxic. On the other hand, there's some people where it doesn't. And I've never been able to find any literature on using alternative medicine techniques with it. In theory, you might expect things like DHEA hormone to be helpful. You might expect fish oil in high dose to be helpful. We might expect various anti-inflammatories, but there's been no studies. And so right now, you have the standard treatment that works, but is fairly toxic. We may have other things, but none that's been proved enough. Certainly none that lets you just stop the prednisone.
How long would I have to be on? Do you have any idea?
Until the sedimentation rate goes down and you're feeling better.
Oh, the sed rate has to go down.
Well, yeah.
I see.
Well, what happens as you're feeling better, then you can start tapering the dose.
Yeah, the doctor told me it's an autoimmune disease that attacks the immune system. So my next question would be that somebody recommended a little while ago about something with PK immune 4?
PK immune 4.
Would that be good for me?
These immune system, these things which enhance the immune system, when you're talking about an autoimmune disease, you don't know how they're going to react. So no, it wouldn't be necessarily something that you should be taking.
Yeah.
No.
The other thing I just want to comment on is the low calcium. While it could be due to not eating enough calcium, you could imagine other ways it could happen. For instance, if you have a diffuse autoimmune process, and if the parathyroid gland was involved, that could drop the calcium.
Well, I have a low thyroid. I take Synthroid.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe they need to check the parathyroid. At the very least, they need to repeat that calcium level. Similarly, if your liver is not putting out enough albumin protein, that tends to lower the calcium level. So there's a whole workup to be done around the calcium, assuming that it's real. Now, you go in and then repeat it the next time. It may, be back to normal, in which case it was a false lead.
Yeah, she's setting me for a bone density test, and the calcium wasn't too low. It was 8.6.
Okay.
And the ESR Westergrid was high. It was 61.
Okay, Sheila, we need to pause for a break, including a traffic check. Thanks for calling. Okay, now we go to Noah.
Medical scientists worldwide are recommending that children eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. Because they're crucial for brain and vision development, children especially need the omega-3 oils provided by Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil. Substantial levels of omega-3 oils from fish support healthy learning. Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil supplies abundant omega-3 oils in each 1/2 teaspoon serving. Kids enjoy its mild lemon flavor. It can also be added to juice. You can give your children Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil with confidence, because Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil is tested for potency, purity, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory and found to be fresh, potent, and free of detectable levels of over 30 contaminants. Ask for Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil in your favorite natural food store today.
And now to Tom Rogers for the traffic.
And good afternoon. Delays of up to 15 minutes from all approaches into the outbound Holland Tunnel, 5 each way through the Lincoln, up to 10 minutes on the inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. Careful on the westbound Brooklyn-Queens Expressway at Hamilton Avenue, a conked-out vehicle blocking the left lane. Eastbound delays between Hamilton Avenue and the Brooklyn Bridge. Lengthy holiday travel volume on the Garden State Parkway. Long delays southbound exit 153A down to 145. And a northbound crash to report near exit 144 South Orange Avenue in Newark. Tappan Zee Bridge looking good between Westchester and Rockland County. As you make the trip in Orange County west on I-84 at exit 4 Middletown, there is a flipped over truck now blocking the left lane. This report is sponsored by Twix. Can't decide on the best route home before taking the Tappan Zee Bridge? Take a moment and chew it over with Twix. With its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel, forget the traffic with a Twix. I'm Tom Rogers with WOR Traffic.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical cases studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. LiberClean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make LiberClean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with LiberClean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you looking for a natural way to lower your cholesterol levels? Well, look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones and tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within your body by the liver. Citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They also offer it in combination with either fish oil, CoQ10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that's best for you. The pharmacist at Wilner Chemist will be happy to assist you. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural, healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve heart health. Citrinol. And, by the way, all Nature's Way supplements are currently on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemist.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And now it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. One of the most important supplement recommendations for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding is to take a high-quality purified fish oil. A new study provides additional support that babies whose mothers supplement their diets with omega-3 fatty acids exhibit better neurological function. Researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston decided to measure the effects in infants being breastfed by mothers who supplemented their diet with a purified omega-3 fatty acid DHA at a dosage of 200 milligrams daily versus mothers who did not take the supplement. At 30 months, the supplemented group scored higher on the Bayley Psychomotor Development Index. This index measures hand-eye coordination. These results once again stress the importance of taking a high-quality fish oil supplement during pregnancy and lactation.
Okay, that Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And this is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner Chemists. Our spring sale has just started just last week with discounts on entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list. Here's some examples. Doctor's Best, 50% off list price. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light. They're on sale at 35% off list. At 30% off list, we have Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, and many other lines. If you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically receive our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com. The website gives a full list of all the sale items as well.
And, of course, perhaps the best choice of all is to stop by one of our two stores and pick up the sale flyer and catalog in person. We have two stores. One is at Midtown, 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, right, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Or the downtown store, which is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Don. Now let's get back to the phones. And Sheila still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, Sheila. So we've said pretty much what we should, you know, the best course of action.
I just wanted to ask you, sure. Are there any vitamins that would, you know, be helpful to me with this condition?
Well, number one, we always mention a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multi-mineral product, like either Wilvita, my favorite multi, or, dual tabs from Twin Lab. The other thing is the natural anti-inflammatories, things like fish oil, some of the herbs, devil's claw, turmeric, ginger, things like that. But Dr. Podell gave you good advice. I've known some people, some customers at Wilner who had the polymyalgia rheumatica. They took the anti-inflammatories that I mentioned. They also took the prednisone, and it resolved itself, when it should have, and inside of a month or so. So,
Arnie, perhaps one slight clarification: when the caller mentioned the effect on the immune system, she seemed to think that this condition was going to to be attacking her immune system in some way. For the autoimmune diseases, it's almost the other way around. It's not so much that this condition is going to depress your immune system function. It's that your immune system is sort of running amok. Mm-hmm. In other words, your immune system is maybe too active as opposed to being less active, or it's attacking certain parts of your body where it normally would not. So that's why we are never quite sure how to advise somebody when you start talking about supplements that enhance immune function, because you never know whether you want to do that with when your immune system may already be doing too much. Okay?
Absolutely. Okay, Sheila, thanks for the call. Next, we have Sharon from Manhattan. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. I'm wondering if you can give me some help.
We'll try.
I feel like my intestines have stopped producing anything like bacteria, flora, whatever would be good for them. I had felt this for a couple of years, and that had stopped, but had been slowing down, and eventually I ended up with a diagnosis of colon cancer, for which I took the two poisons, radiation and chemotherapy, and then I turned down surgery. Okay. Since then, the tumor has shrunk down to nothing almost, but I'm having experiences of possible IBS syndrome, vacillating between constipation and diarrhea. And I feel like I should be taking something to try to get my colon flora where it should be. This is just an instinctual feeling. And so I'm wondering if you can give me any suggestions, direction, or correction in what I'm thinking. And because I don't really know much about a lot of this. I studied the cancer cures, many of them, and sort of chose a self-direction.
Okay. What you mentioned about the probiotics, the acidophilus, may be correct. And, I will check with Dr. Podell, but I don't think there's any reason why you couldn't use a good, perhaps start off with a good high-potency probiotic formula. We're going to be doing a commercial in a little bit for American Health. They make a liquid probiotic product. You could use that. There are other more robust products available. There's a product called BioK Plus that has about 50 billion live organisms, per bottle. And it comes in a little packet of six bottles, and you take about half a bottle a day. That's pretty intense, but it's a good way to sort of seed the intestine with the proper types of acidophilus and bifidus.
Yeah, I think, there are a zillion different kinds of bacteria in the gut, and I don't quite know why that it's only been the lactobacillus and the bifidobacteria that have been studied much, but what they do seem to show, those two, is that in normal healthy people, if you feed them the lactobacillus and then take their blood and put it in a test tube with cancer cells, It kills the cancer cells better than it would without having had lactobacillus. And those are good double-blind controlled studies. So I'd be all in favor of taking it, but also you get good lactobacillus and bifidobacteria in a gut where you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables, which also kind of tends to go along with the cancer literature, that those are basically better things than most. And so you should do that. Now, if you really want to find out what's growing in your stool, the people like Great Smokies Laboratories will test and tell you how much lactobacillus and bifidobacteria you're growing.
Okay.
Yeah, but of course, as we said, it's, you know, this is one of these situations where there's little downside to taking a good probiotic supplement, whether it's the ones Arnie mentioned, whether it's something like Gyrodophilus EPS, which has about 9 different strains of high potency products. You know, there's little downside and there's a lot of potential upside. So I'm not sure, unless you're just out of curiosity, you want to see some lab results, I'm not sure there's any point to getting stool testing done. I would also suggest that you go to our website and click on the link to Health Notes, and then I'll look at their monograph on their colon cancer. You'll see that there are, and you may already know this, but there are a lot of nutrients that you'll get in supplement form that do have a protective or risk-reducing action for colon cancer. That runs from folic acid, selenium, calcium, fish oil, vitamin C, vitamin D that we've mentioned many times, vitamin E. There is research that supports the role of a lot of the nutrients and the supplements that we talk about for colon cancer. And again, you're not so much looking at reducing risk, but I would think that these would be things that you would want to make sure that you're getting ample quantities of in your supplement regimen.
The first thing I did was to go the pH balance diet, mm-hmm. and I don't always maintain that. Another two things jumped into my mind about this. I drink city water out of the tap, and I'm wondering if the bleach that you get in so much water these days has a negative effect on the intestine.
City water is pretty good. The only thing I don't like about city water is it's fluoridated. Other than that, I've tested the city water and it's pretty good. It doesn't have excess bacteria. It doesn't have a lot of chemicals. It's just the fluoride. That's the only thing I don't like about city water.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
The
city water in Manhattan, it may not have a bacteria, but Arnie, I use the water filter with the cartridge, and I have the same filter.
I have that too.
Yeah, you know, I use the same filter in my New Jersey home as I do in my Manhattan apartment, and the one in Manhattan clogs up. There's this reddish gunk that just coats it within a relatively short period of time. In New Jersey, I never clean the cartridge. In Manhattan, I do all the time. Now, I'm not saying this is necessarily harmful, but there is some stuff in the Manhattan water. Okay,
I get a lot of sand in my water.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what it is that I see, but it sort of looks like just red sludge.
What would you say about MSM? Does that have a positive or negative effect here? Or
for colon cancer?
Colon cancer stomach.
Well, I would. I don't think MSM is directly related to the intestinal flora or intestinal health in terms of the lining, although it does have sulfur, and that of course is involved in some of the proteins that constitute the cellular lining of the intestine. So I would think that there's a chance that it might be one of those things that could be beneficial, although I don't see any, I'm not aware of any specific research on MSM and intestinal health.
Okay, Sharon, thanks so much for that call. All right, this portion, it's time for a short break. And this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. This is Arnie Gatomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell, intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolein, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined. Because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
When it comes to intestinal health, there are a billion good reasons to take Acidophilus supplements from American Health. Acidophilus from American Health comes in great tasting formulas. They contain the billions of active microorganisms that are guaranteed at time of manufacture and that are necessary to encourage proper nutrient absorption. By perfecting the natural balance of specially selected Acidophilus cultures, American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. And now, probiotic support never tasted so good. American Health's liquid Acidophilus comes in several great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. For on-the-go support, try their milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Plus, their two new soy-based liquid formulas offer the ideal milk-free probiotic solutions. A billion reasons, many probiotic choices, one American Health. Look for Acidophilus products from American Health at Wilner Chemists, now on sale at 35% off list price.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. You know me from the Heart Show here on WOR. There is now an extraordinary line of nutraceutical beverages called Living Tonics from Sigma Tau. This company specializes in improving mitochondrial and cellular energy. There are three new formulas, In Touch to optimize energy production and increase stamina, Resveracon for heart health, and Zen Brew for brain cognition and memory support. These delicious drinks include 21st century nutrients, liposomal CoQ10, aminocarnitines, D-ribose, resveratrol, and polyphenols to support brain and heart health and enhance energy. The Living Tonics drinks have been formulated in a base of green and black tea and have a superb antioxidant potency. These functional drinks not only will quench thirst, but provide substantial health support. Look for Living Tonics functional drinks in the blue and white display at Wilner's and other fine stores. Learn more on the web at livingtonics.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And let's say hello to Bernice from Merrick, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
I am taking currently phosphatidylserine for memory. And I was told that IDEBENONE, is more powerful. It's a variation of CoQ10. Can you tell me anything about that product?
Well, if you're taking a product for, you're taking the phosphatidylserine for memory.
Right.
I don't know that the IDEBENONE, which you're correct, it is a analog of CoQ10, is going to do any, you know, more than phosphatidylserine. You know, you picked phosphatidylserine, but there's many things that might be beneficial for memory in addition.
What would that be?
Well, you know about ginkgo biloba.
Oh, yes.
There's phosphatidylserine. There's aminocarnitine.
Yeah, well, I...
Okay, the acetyl L-carnitine. And Dr. Podell has something to say about the iodobenone.
Yeah, I just, like I usually do, I go on PubMed, PubMed.gov, and up pops study. And in 2003, a study of iodobenone was done in Alzheimer's disease, and it was not more effective than placebo in terms of slowing the decline of memory in Alzheimer's. So that's really all I know about that. And, you know, maybe somebody has some other data, but in terms of the published stuff, that was the most recent. Then in 1998, there was a study that, suggested a beneficial effect. But, you know, there we're always stuck with lack of studies that form a definitive conclusion. And this is another occasion.
Well, so does that answer your question, Bernice?
Well, I wanted to know if the phosphatidylserine would be the thing of choice for a memory.
I don't know that it's a thing of choice because we're not sure exactly. If you're looking for memory, is it because of, let's say, a poor circulation going to the head, in which case ginkgo is the thing of choice? Is it a neurotransmitter problem, in which case maybe acetyl L-carnitine might be the choice.
Yes.
So that's why a good alternative is to take a good combination product. Something like, for example, Jarro has a product called Neuro Optimizer, which contains just about all the things that are beneficial for the brain except the ginkgo. So if you take ginkgo with the Neuro Optimizer, you're really getting a complete, you know, memory product.
How much of the Neuro Optimizer would you suggest?
I think the usual daily dose is 3 or 4 capsules.
3 or 4. And the ginkgo?
Ginkgo depends on the potency. They usually recommend at least 120 milligrams of a standardized extract, and it's frequently taken one capsule twice a day, or if you get the 120 milligram, you can take it once a day.
I see. Okay.
We should probably mention, Arnie, I think we owe it to our advertiser,
right.
Natrol. We just read a commercial for
Natrol Brain Speed,
and I think one of their formulas is a memory formula, if I recall correctly.
Yep.
Now, I don't remember exactly what is in it, but I wouldn't be too surprised if it doesn't have some of the same things that
mentioned. Yeah, definitely. I think theirs is based largely around DMAE.
Yeah, but I agree with you 100%. I think it's a mistake to focus in on one individual nutrient for this particular problem. I really think that you're right, Arnie. The best approach here is to take a combination of all of the of those nutrients that seem to play a role in enhancing cognitive function.
Okay, Bernice, thanks so much for your call. And next we have Jerry from Philadelphia.
Good afternoon.
City of brotherly love.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay. They just lost to the Devils, I'm sorry to say, 5-1.
Oh, did they really? Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes. Well, for you, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. For the Devils, not, but all right.
Your discussion of vitamin B12 raised some questions. Can sublingual B12 be an effective way to absorb B12 if it's not going to be absorbed well in the stomach?
Well, as we just got done explaining, it turns out that if you take a high dose, absorption in the stomach is not a problem. Sublingual B12, by the way, which makes the question of sublingual B12 an increasingly a moot point. I have always maintained that it doesn't really get absorbed sublingually, period. Okay, and what happens is you put the sublingual B12 in your mouth, you let it sit there, and you end up swallowing it, and it gets absorbed like any other B12 product. One of the reasons I say that it doesn't get absorbed is because the vitamin B12 molecule is an extremely large molecule, which does not really lend itself to sublingual use. But again, it doesn't really matter. If you take a sublingual B12, it's gonna work because it'll get absorbed eventually, even if it's not being absorbed sublingually.
And there's an easy way to tell. Have your B12 level measured. Go on whatever product and have it measured again. Almost everybody can probably make do with oral. However, there probably is a small group of people who is so lacking in intrinsic factor so lacking in other things that they may need it. So if people have genuine B12 deficiency, you want to prove by a blood test that your B12 is back up before you say you're satisfied with the particular mode of delivery.
Regular use of Prevacid would reduce the absorption.
Yes, it would. On the other hand, if your blood level is still, let's say, in the above average range, because I think even low average B12 is often not high enough. But let's say it's in the midline or above, then fine, it's not really hindering it all that much.
Okay, now can a lower B12 level result in lower hemoglobin levels?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
So if there are lower hemoglobin levels, then B12 is something that should be explored.
Well, it should be explored.
In terms of measurement of B12 level.
Yeah, it should. Sure. And there's a whole bunch of other things, obviously, that can do it as well.
Well, you have, obviously, you have iron, you have B12, you have folic acid, you have copper.
And you have the potential of internal bleeding, which is why it might be low.
Yeah,
right.
As a cause, sure.
Oh, and there was one other thing that went by pretty quickly. You had said that with folic acid or folate and B12 together, one would mask something.
Yeah, we were trying to cover up something. That's why we went real quickly.
Well, if you have a B12 deficiency and you take folic acid, the folic acid will mask some of the signs of B12 deficiency.
Right.
It will mask the hematological signs, but the neurological conditions will just deteriorate, continue to deteriorate. So even though you don't have any hematological signs, anemia, stuff like that, you're still lacking in B12.
Okay, but the best approach then is to measure the B12 directly.
Yeah, it can do that.
Yeah, well, actually, the best approach is to measure something called methylmalonic acid, which is actually a better test of the function of B12 than B12 itself. But B12 levels will be adequate.
Yeah, so there are all sorts of ways to go there. You know, but once again, as Dr. Podell pointed out, the Prevacid indeed will interfere with B12, folic acid as well. Okay. Anything else, Jerry?
I covers it for now.
Hey, Arnie, you might want to...
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Hey, Arnie,
I think
you neglected to mention at the end of the last segment that that segment was brought to everybody by American Health. Maybe you want to mention
that
now?
Oh, no, yeah. That's what I was going to say. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health. Makers... look at what you wrote, Don. Makers of the, let's see, that's...
Makers of the more than a multiple line of multivitamin supplements, new and improved.
What's the natural one? I got confused.
My favorite
multi. Oh, yes. Makers of the more than a multiple line.
Trust in me, Arnie. Yeah. I'm only wrong sometimes.
Okay. Original formulas, well as a special men's and women's versions, all American Health products, are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Okay, it's time for us to wind things down. We hope you've enjoyed this this hour, this Easter Sunday hour. We've enjoyed spending it with you. This is the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We will be back again next Sunday, 2:00. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. See you next week, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally...